CLX Mobile.
How you doing, bud? M0GR Mobile, just for a short time, headed down to Kohl's and Lowe's.
CLX. Yeah.
Chop, chop, chop.
Over here in Woodruff and 85 on Woodruff. It's choppy over here.
That was good. That was good. How's your day going?
Good. Like I said, I'm on the way into the office. I can't do the remote thing anymore today. It's so slow.
Where is? Oh, on the other side. Okay, we're looking for a parking place, Mike. Just on here, and I gotta watch out for pedestrians.
My wife's always screaming at me. They're about to hit some pedestrians.
At the hospital this morning for an X-ray and a blood draw, and I started to back up. Let me turn this radio down. And man, the brakes slammed on and it stopped. Usually it's very accurate. And it showed a pedestrian up there on the screen. And I thought, oh my God, I hit somebody. And I looked before I backed up, and I always put on my emergency flashers in these parking lots when I back up, because I figure people will see a flashing light quicker. There wasn't nobody there, but if you start to back out and there's a car coming, it'll stop you, I guarantee you, and alert you and scare the holy crap out of you. But I just thank the good Lord I didn't hit somebody. I had a buddy, his wife got hit in the Walmart parking lot when we lived up in Kansas, and some lady was trying to drive a stick shift car for the first time. It was a little pickup, Toyota, and she'd never drove a stick shift before, and she turned the key and it just started lurching forward. And she panicked, and it hit my buddy's wife. Didn't hurt her, but she had to throw the child away from her to keep from killing the child, and he got all scratched up. But these parking lots are the most dangerous place on earth.
Horrible story. I don't know what to say about that. That's horrible.
Both survived and wasn't injured severely. And the lady that done it, I knew who it was, small town. And I bought many, many thousands of dollars worth of electrical equipment from him. He worked at A&A Electric, and it was his wife. For some reason, she was left with a vehicle she didn't know how to drive, and then she made it to Walmart, and she was going to go home, which wasn't very far for her. And she turned the key over when it was in gear. I don't know if it started, or I doubt it. I've done that a couple of times in my life, but never endangered anybody. But that was really scary, and these were lovely people. Well, so was she, and she was devastated by it, but that don't bring a life back. But that really scared me this morning. But I like all these safety features on this new car. Except when you park, when you get near something, a hedge or a post or something, it goes berserk. But I sure wouldn't want to hit all of those sensors on the front bumper. That'd be expensive. Mike, we got to go. Nice talking to you. We're here, just sitting out here, and so Bernice is chomping at the bit, which she never does. So you take care. N6CLX, N0TR73, maybe I'll catch you later.
N0TR and 6CLX. I'd like to ask you what kind of car you got there, but we'll do that another time. Have a good shopping adventure. N6CLX, mobile monitoring.
It's a 23 to Avalon. N0TR is clear. GRT.
Charge. N6CLX.